Page 45. Listening. Exercise 2. Read the sentences. Then listen to the presentation and complete the sentences using 1 to 3 words.
On a warm October night in 2008, an elite team of computer experts noticed something very strange. A mysterious signal was coming from deep inside the United States military's computer network. A computer was trying to send a message back to whoever had created the program, as if it were a human spy. The experts couldn't believe their eyes. Some of the military's most important secrets were in this network. A foreign power, and they had no way of knowing who, was trying to steal this information. At the time, the American government said that this incident was the most serious cyber invasion so far. But it certainly wasn't the first, or the last. The Pentagon's computers are still spied on all the time. Thousands of times every day, in fact. This is a terrible problem, but it gets worse. Cyber enemies can do more than just steal information. That's because we depend completely on computer networks to give us almost everything we need in life. And a lot of these important systems aren't properly protected. An enemy could cause chaos without firing a single shot. Just imagine, suddenly there's no electricity and millions of people sit shivering in the cold and dark. Trains have stopped running because the system that controls them isn't working. There's no petrol for cars. And the shops soon run out of food because they have no computers to place orders. No one can get money out of the bank because the attackers have destroyed the bank records. This kind of war is a lot cheaper than conventional warfare. Your enemy doesn't need massive amounts of weapons, equipment, and soldiers. He can operate from wherever and whenever he wants. All he needs are a few brilliant computer hackers and some ordinary computers. What's more, in a conventional war, you know who's attacking you. In a cyber war, you don't. It could be a foreign country or terrorists within your own borders. Most experts agree. The question isn't if this kind of cyber attack will happen, but when. Governments around the world are working on ways of protecting their country's computers. But of course, they also want to know how to attack another country's computers if they feel the need. Cyber warfare is a very real threat. Experts need to do whatever they can to make our networks more secure, so that they can't be hacked or destroyed. Let's hope they do it fast.